National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're with us today. And I've planned our first guest today, especially because, A, she's wonderful. B, the hotel of which she is the general manager is wonderful. It's a place that I like to stay the first day I arrive into Dublin, or the last night or two before we fly out of Dublin, or if we've flown into and plan to fly out of Shannon, we will make our way there somewhere in the middle of the trip, because this is a wonderful, convenient, happy, uplifting, hilarious hotel with a sense of humor. It's the Beacon in Sandyford in County Dublin, which is not in the thick of things in downtown Dublin, which is awfully nice because you get to park your car right under the hotel. And I don't recall that we've ever paid a parking fee. I'm going to have to ask about that, because if you park in a big city, anywhere in the world, most big cities, not the secondary or tertiary cities, but the major cities like Paris, London, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and various places around Europe, including Dublin, in the downtown area, you're going to pay somewhere, Boston, for heaven's sakes, you're going to pay somewhere between, on the low end, $45 a night, on the high end, $80 a night. That's not necessarily valet parking, people. That's you go park it, and when you want to take your car out of there, that's how you're paying. And we have been places where the nightly cost of the parking exceeds the daily rate of the rental of the car. So one of the nice tricks, if you are trying to save your budget for admissions to things, eating well, for shopping, for staying in a wonderful hotel, well, then look for one, if you are budget conscious, that's on the fringe of the city, because generally speaking, you don't have parking. So if you can take a hotel rate and then subtract from it somewhere between generally about $50 and $80 a night from what you're paying for the hotel, because you don't have to pay for parking, you know, that's already a bargain. So I decided we should have Ellie McHugh, who's the general manager of the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, County Dublin, a great place to position yourself to do all the sightseeing and everything else. And you can get into downtown Dublin if you care to. But there are so many places to see that this is a great jumping off point from. And it's right next to, I'm going to say it's the M50. Am I right? The M50? Yes, the M50. A little bit of information you need about the toll on the M50 and how to pay it, because you want to do that. But it is this super duper road, and it's like a ring road that goes around the outside of the city. We were just in Rochester, and their ring road is the 490. And they also have an inner loop road, so you can be a little bit outside and get around to the and, you know, just around the whole city and get off at the street you need to be on, and there you are. But the reason that I am super duper happy, as Sarah Isby would say, my senior producer, David Isby's daughter, who speaks in terms of super duper all the time, adorable little girl. I got this email from Deborah Broadfoot. Are you listening, Deborah? Deborah, I found out from replying to her email and having her reply to me, lives in Mississippi. So I don't know which of the stations we have in Mississippi you're listening on. Next time you send me an email, Brenda, Deborah, please include what radio station you listen to us on. But here's her email. Would love... Oh, no, that was my reply. Here's the email. As I scrolled down a bit. After listening to your programs on Ireland, I am anxious to visit. Go you, Deborah. Do you take groups or could tell me the best agency to contact? Thank you in advance, Deborah. So I'm glad that I have lit a fire under Deborah Broadfoot from Mississippi. And I hear that a lot, by the way. You know, I bump into people who tell me, and it's, you know, as they say in French, par hasard, by accident, I find out that they're going to Ireland because they heard enough on my radio shows, Travelers 411 and Travel with Stephanie Abrams, to motivate them to go to this completely magical destination that I can't get to often enough. And I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to get over in October, but I'm definitely going to go in December, which will be the seventh year in a row that we are going for Christmas, New Year's. And the eighth time we will be December, January in Ireland. The first time was in 2002, going into 2003. And this year will be the seventh year in a row. Do you know there are tour operators that stop operating tours from the U.S. to Ireland in December, January, because they believe erroneously that people don't want to go then? Well, I'm here to tell you I go every year, and with good reason. And, you know, you can find some fabulous airfares out there. What I would love to do, I would love to put together a group of very happy, very positive thinking people. No complainers, please. You can all stay home, complain to each other. I would like, not that there's anything to complain about in Ireland, but somehow people who like to complain will find a reason to be grumpy. So some very upbeat, happy people who would like to go to places that you're not going to find on those tour itineraries. Hotels you're not going to find, attractions you're not going to find, and I would like to sprinkle that trip with some extraordinary people that I know personally, who I know would come over when we get to our hotel after dinner for cocktails, hanging out, to have some good crack, spelled C-R-A-I-C, not crack cocaine, but the word for having a great time together, and have people who are authors and musicians and composers and dancers and poets and artists of all kinds, and meet us along the route to add to the experience. If you'd like to be part of that, why don't you drop me an email at Stephanie, at S for Stephanie, followed by Abrams.com. Stephanie at SAbrams.com, and put in the subject line, let's go to Ireland. And I'll make sure that we don't erase that as some kind of spam junk. So why don't you do that? And maybe we'll put together. We have enough people, we'll do it a couple of times. And I'm going to tell you, one of the places that's for sure going to be on that list is the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, County Dublin, and we're going to talk with the general manager, Allie McHughes, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's Super Sundays on the Tanglewood Grounds in Lenox, Massachusetts, every Sunday through August 27th. Between noon and 2, enjoy new and exciting events for all ages to enhance your Tanglewood experience. Activities take place at various locations throughout the grounds, like food tastings, face painting, family games, and more. Visit bso.org for more details.
So it's Allie McHugh, not McHugh's. Allie McHugh. You know, I did that to myself this morning, Allie. I started out with this S in my brain at the end of your name. I'm having trouble shaking it. How are you, my darling?
I'm fantastic, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, me too. Ask anybody. Well,
Stephanie.
I am so happy that that we can chat today, because I'm hoping that Deborah Broadfoot is paying close attention, because we're going to talk about what makes the Beacon such a special place, not only as somebody who might drop in for a meal, but mm-hmm. someone who's going to come and opt to stay for a couple of nights or more. And also how to use the Beacon as a base for going out to visit all the wonderful places that are nearby. So you kind of create what the cruise lines like to tell you, unpack once. That's what you can do. Check in, unpack,
yeah.
Get comfortable, and use the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford County, Dublin, as your cruise ship. And every day, get in your car rental and take off, or organize. There are companies that will come and pick you up and take you sightseeing if you've got deep pockets. So I'm not talking about the tour buses. I'm talking about Adams and Butler, who are fabulous. But you got to have a chunk of change to do it. So if you know how to live well, you're going to want to do that. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and invest all our time with Allie McHugh, General Manager of the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, County Dublin, Ireland. Don't
leave. Was I hired and wages I required to lie? Was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt a hare and turn.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not.
The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have on the line with me Allie McHugh. Allie is the general manager of the Beacon Hotel, a fabulous place to stay, people. You are just going to love it there, as I do, and I try to include the Beacon in every stay. And when we've been on an itinerary where we're kind of like we're staying in downtown Dublin and we're not going to get out to stay in the outskirts, I'll generally come by just to give everybody a hug and say hi on my way to the, what's it called? Dundrum. The Dundrum Mall. And the
Dundrum Shopping Center.
Yes. Yeah. And the next to the Dundrum Shopping Center, you can't get in from the inside of the shopping center. You have to walk out the door, make a right for about 30 feet, and then enter this Cineplex movie theater that's got about a dozen movie theaters in it. And I catch up on all the movies I've missed while we're traveling and do all my shopping. And I have a favorite place, River Island. Do you know that shop?
I do, of course. It's great. We
love
it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I
and
get...
And bags and wallets and shoes.
Oh, and blouses and skirts and little dresses and things. And they also have things for children. And yes, so, and I get compliments. People come from across a restaurant to tell me they love my handbag. Which came from there, you know, and I just, yes, it's marvelous. It's just marvelous. So I remember the last two or perhaps three general managers of the Beacon Hotel. And I remember when you came in as general manager, were you working in the hotel? Or did you come from outside to the Beacon Hotel as its GM?
So I was working in the company. So one of our sister properties is the Spencer Hotel, which is in Dublin City Centre in Dublin 1. So I was working there. I'd been in as the food and beverage manager, then I was the deputy general manager, and then I moved out here to the Beacon, which is like my little home out in Sandyford. I love it. It's great. You know, it's the Beacon is, it's not like your average run-of-the-mill normal hotel.
It's not
the
normal.
First thing people see when they
normal does not apply. Normal does not apply. No. It's
no
No, it's
I had a conversation with somebody during the week who said to me, I came out of the lift in Eurotel and I walked into the lobby and there's a bed there. It's the first thing that people see when they walk in the door, either from the car park or from the main entrance. We've got this great big four-poster bed in the middle of the lobby that has the inside of a cutout. You know it, Stephanie. I'm sure you have pictures of it, with a table in the middle of it. And you can sit there and have drinks, or you can sit and relax there for the day. So that's like the first thing people say and the first thing people notice. And that's kind of the vibe of the hotel. That's one of the really quirky points. But that sets the tone, I think, for your stay.
Well, if you go to sabrams.com, that's sabrams.com, and put Beacon Hotel into the search box, or put Beacon Hotel photos, that's even better. You're going to get photos online, and you will see that bed, which has changed positions a bit. You've done a little rearranging of things in the lobby. But what they did was they took this beautiful mahogany four-poster bed, and they cut a hole in the center like a donut and lifted out the mattress, and then took the remaining pieces, the rectangle with the hole in the middle that's left of the mattress, and cut that into four pieces, just, you know, vertically and horizontally, and then upholstered them and put them back together. So you now have seating like a sofa inside a bed. Mm-hmm. And then into that donut hole in the middle, they plop down a marble top cocktail table, and you can sit with your feet into the donut hole with your drinks on that table. Or many a time, like myself, you will see someone who's having a lie down there with their head on the pillows and their elbow, holding up their head with one arm and holding a drink in the other hand. And also on the exterior sides of the bed, they've put upholstered cubes, seating cubes, also with a little table between the cubes. And so sometimes people sit on the edge of the bed with their feet over the side, like they're getting out of bed, facing people sitting on cubes. And it's just, I mean, it kind of gives you immediately the sense of, this place is not typical.
That's what we like, though. We like that to be.
Oh, no, I know.
Like that to be people's perception.
Since it's opening. Well, you also have... See, I had stayed at the Morgan on Fleet Street mm-hmm. in Dublin 2, also part of the group, years ago. And the first time we stayed there, and we stayed there, oh, my gosh, dozens and dozens and dozens of times, because that's kind of my go-to place when we're in Dublin. And if they don't have accommodation for us, then we'll go to the Spencer, which is also lovely, but I like being in Dublin 2 in the Temple Bar section. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's no problem with getting around from Dublin 1 where the Spencer is. It's just it's personal preference. And that's also a quirky hotel. But when you go into, the first time I went into the Morgan and I passed reception to go down this long hallway that you go down to go to the elevator, and behind the wall on the left is the bar, which you go there any evening of the week. You got to fight your way in, because that is a that is a happening place, in spite of the fact that right next door is the Hard Rock Cafe of Dublin, is right next door. So you've got some, you know, and the whole Temple Bar area is very competitive in terms of, you know, pubs and you know, activity and whatnot. So for the Beacon to the Morgan to be such a hit there is, you know, a testimony to, you know, what a wonderful place it is. But as you start to walk down toward the elevator, on your left side, there's this angled piece of wall. It looks like there used to be a stairway there and they enclosed mm-hmm. it. And this is the space under what would have been a stairway, that kind of triangular space. And I saw there's a chandelier sitting on the floor tucked underneath that stairway space. And I thought to myself, I guess the, you know, American electricians don't have the market cornered on not finishing the job the same day. Well, by the third day, the chandelier is still there. And for the first time, I realized it's lit up.
That's where it lives.
And that's its living space. So when I walked into the Beacon, it was not a complete surprise to me. To the left of the front door on the floor is this crystal mm-hmm. chandelier that it came out of somebody's palatial home. It's wild. Your place is wild.
It's a good one, all right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and get caught up with Allie McHugh on what's cooking at the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford in County Dublin. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Join Stephanie Abrams September 7th at Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont at 6 p.m. for a chat and book signing about her exciting novel, Rumors. Then join Stephanie for a tapas reception at 8 p.m. at the Lodge at Bromley, next to Bromley Mountain, a slice of Switzerland. Request the Stephanie Abrams $89 room rate. Visit Northshire.com and click on events and lodgeatbromley.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. free. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
How are things in Glacamora?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me live from Dublin is Ally McHugh. She's the general manager of the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford in County Dublin, and just the kind of place that I will be sure to incorporate into a group journey if I ever do one. You know, I've been asked, Ally, by some big name tour operators to lead a group, and I don't want to. Because I look at where they're, you know, there's nothing wrong with the places they're going, but they're staying in all the wrong hotels. And even though they're saying, you know, this is a 4-star and that's a 5-star, and, you know, take the stars and put them in your pocket. There are there are more exciting, more interesting, more historic, more charming places in those categories than the ones they're offering. And, you know, and I... There are so many places that, you know, visitors need to go to. And I don't know how many tour buses pull up at the Beacon, but your place
is... Very few.
Yeah, I didn't know the answer to that, so I didn't want to step in it. And, I mean, in theory, if tour buses decide to come your way, the people would be delighted with where they're staying, and it would make such a nice getaway in the morning for them to go off to all the places that are in a nice circle around, using the Beacon as the hub and going out on spokes to visit places like Powers Court Falls and Powers Court House and Gardens and Glendalough and, you know, just any place that you'd want to go. You're already outside the city traffic. So you're right at the M50, and from that you can get to any road you need to get to. So, and I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand it, but I'm just as happy because I would be thrilled to introduce a very fine group of people who want to go traveling with me to those places in Ireland that just are the best kept secrets, really, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll work that one out. So I was asking you, you said you were over at the Spencer. Now, when the Spencer opened, I want to say it was September a couple of years ago.
So the hotel is open for 14 years or so, but it was rebranded. It was a Clarion Hotel, which is one of the chain hotels. So it was rebranded as the Spencer. It would have been July or August 2014.
But it was also reimagined on the inside. It wasn't the same.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely.
The place was gutted.
They did a top-to-bottom refurb on it.
Right, and that's why I don't think of it as having been anything before, because when it opened as the Spencer, it was a brand-new offering. But that's not that many years ago.
Yeah.
So I stayed there probably 4 to 6 months after it opened, Were you there then?
We opened in about July. They've actually closed, but they officially rebranded and officially relaunched in July 2014. And I started in October 2014. I was lucky. I missed all the absolute madness that goes with the refurb. And I came in when everything was shiny and new and fancy and lovely. It was great. But it would have been October before I started. So I think we probably did overlap. I think you were one of your trips. We were there, but I know that I didn't meet with you at the time. The general manager in there is Eddie Sweeney.
Right, he was a GM.
With him,
I did meet Eddie. Yeah, and interviewed him. In fact,
because he's still there as well.
If you go to sabrams.com and put Spencer Hotel Dublin, or you put in Eddie Sweeney, you'll get links to the archived audio of the interview I did with him. We actually did the interview in our accommodation. I was sitting on the edge of the bed.
No way.
Well, it was a nice, quiet place.
It was probably the only vacant space in the building.
Well, that was it, honestly.
They probably had nowhere else to put you.
No. The thing was, I mean, it was my suggestion because like the Morgan, like the Beacon, Dublin 2 in the Temple Bar section, which is sort of like Soho in New York City, and like the Beacon, the lobby, the bar area, the restaurant area, they were all so, you know, filled with lots of noise and laughter, which is a very good thing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But it was just...
You could never record in our public areas because you'd just pick up too much ambient noise.
Well, there was. I mean, because, you know,
people around.
We use sport mics and we've broadcast from the floor of casinos in Las Vegas. We've broadcast from beaches, from poolside, from mountaintops, from you name the place, from the Javits Center and the which is a big convention center in New York City, from the San Juan Convention Center in Puerto Rico when it was brand new and barely open. But all of those, the noise was at a din. This was an example of perfect crack, and crack is C-R-A-I-C, people, meaning people having lots of fun. And it was, I couldn't think there. It was a little too distracting for me. So I said to him, come up to my room. Happily, of course, my husband was there too. So it didn't sound like I was, you know, offering him an indecent proposition. But in any event, so at what point, so you were the food and beverage person at the Spencer?
Yeah, so I was the food and beverage manager there from October 2014 until the end of 2015, and then I was promoted to deputy general manager there. So just kind of taking on, I would have always looked after food and beverage, but as deputy general manager, you're kind of expanding over front office and housekeeping and rooms and all that kind of side as well. And then I was only in that role for 6 months when this job came up in the Beacon, so I was kind of the baby in the group, but the Beacon is a great little property. We're an 88-bedroom hotel. It's, you know, it's not in the city centre. We have a fantastic kind of corporate base midweek, great leisure trade at the weekends. It's a great place for me to go in as in my first general manager's role to go into because it's not, you know, we don't have 100 weddings a year. We don't have massive conference facilities. We don't have, you know, it's very manageable, but it's a fabulous property and it's a real, like, you know, it's, yeah, I think I said it already, like, you kind of feel at home here straight away. I know you've said that. We've discussed that, you and I, together. And it's a kind of a small team and, you know, really welcoming, really nice. There's a lot of regulars, a lot of locals that come in and use our bar and restaurant because our restaurant's kind of a destination in itself. And, you know, so we have, it's a really good place to get into. For me, in my first, you know, my first big job, I suppose, as it were, it's a great property to start in and to really find my feet in, and I'm loving it. Like, so that's the most important thing, I think.
Wow. Yeah, it's really hard to describe the Beacon. You do get a lively after work crowd who come between the highway and the Beacon, there's a section that's an industrial park. It's not manufacturing. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're there with smokestacks. These are offices of corporations that are, you know, based in the region. So you've got, it's really like an office park. And
it is. And because
they all pile into the M50,
you know, it's so accessible. Like, so people traveling in people traveling to Dublin, you know, a lot of that office park would have a lot of international companies in it, you know, so that you've got a lot of people coming into the area. That's where our midweek business comes from. And then all that office, as you said, we get a great after-work crowd. You know, Thursday nights here are great. Like, you always have people in, you know, groups of 5, 10, 15 for drinks. You know, the amount of people staying for dinner, people just having drinks. We do barbecues on the courtyard. It's a real buzzy. It's a real buzzy little spot for after-work. Like.
Well, and not only that, your restaurant has a reputation for excellence in cuisine. I have only dined there once since the new chef is there, but
Damien, yeah, because Sam left us. It was terrible.
Yeah, it really is. I loved Sam, and but there is no slack in between what was and what is.
Absolutely not. No. Like we were so lucky. So we had a head chef here who was here since the hotel opened, and he had established the project, but. But Sam was the chef who was here. He was a real teacher, you know. He was the kind of head chef that he didn't want to have to do it. He wasn't going to do it himself. He wanted to kind of impart his knowledge and train up a team. So like our second and third in line chefs that we have in the kitchen. One of them is here 12 years. He started here as a kitchen porter. He got trained off. You know, he's now kind of in the second in command. And then another of the chefs was here for 5 years. So Abel's worked under Sam, and Sam, as I say, is a real teacher. You know, he would have trained them to do it and step back and made them do it for him. You know, to make sure everything was done to his standards.
Sam did a great job, and the new chef is doing a fabulous job. And we're going to talk about that food when we come back because I'm getting hungry. And so stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here talking about the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, a suburban community in Dublin County, Ireland. Don't leave me.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrow Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you've just joined us, you've missed far too much. So by the middle of the week, go to you can go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com. Scroll down till you find the show notes with Ellie McHugh from the Beacon Hotel. And you can click on either her name or that show. It's going to take you over to the full show notes. And look at the hour she's in. She's in hour one. So when you go to the top of the page, you can click on hour one, either in MP3 format or Windows Media Player format, and you can listen to the archived audio. If you want to download it and take us with you for the next 52 weeks, you will be able to do that. Go to the top of the page, click on travelers411.com. And when you get there, click on podcasts. And it's divided by show. So this is Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Click on Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Click on the date of the show. Click on hour one because it's listed there by date and by hour. And then you can download it and take us with you. And that'll be nice. So you mentioned that there are barely over 80 accommodations.
88 rooms.
88 yeah. rooms. Like a piano. You know, when I open the door to my accommodation, no matter what accommodation I'm staying in at the Beacon, I have this moment of instant relaxation because the way the room is decorated is designed to make you feel like you have stepped into quietude and purity, because everything is white except for a tiny splash of color on a pashmina scarf that's lying across the sofa or the bed or somewhere. And bamboo things growing. And, you know, just everything about the space is designed to make you relax. It's just glorious.
It is. And we have those floor-to-ceiling windows in the rooms as well, which are just amazing because the room is so light and bright and white. All of the nice things it is. It's just really calm and serene. It's lovely. And we have, of course, an amazing housekeeping team because you have to when everything in your room is white.
You know, my life is filled with coincidences that shouldn't happen. And it happens, you know, just on a regular but basis. I tell people who know me well, you won't believe what happened. And they'll say to me, of course, we'll believe it because it's you, because it's just the nature of my life. I have to tell you a quick little story about two women from Northern Ireland who clearly knew the secret to a great place to stay. We were having dinner at the Beech Hill Country House in Derry in Northern Ireland around Christmas time. There were two women at the table for two nearest to us. I never spoke to them. We smiled when we entered the dining room. We smiled when we left the dining room. We saw them in the lounge having a drink after dinner. We said goodnight to them when we left, but we never had a conversation. The owner of the hotel told me that one of the two women was the daughter of a good friend of hers who lives locally in Derry, County Derry, Northern Ireland. Okay, so much for that story. We travel for about the next week to 10 days, and we find our way to the Beacon in Sandyford, County Dublin, Ireland. And we decide we're going to have, it was decided in advance, we were going to have our New Year's Eve dinner, December 31st, in the dining room at the Beacon Hotel. And we walk in the dining room, and you know how you have those banquettes that are like half rounds, and they're one next to the other?
Yeah, the booths.
Right, the booths, half round banquette booth seating. We go to sit down, and who is sitting right across from us?
Oh, no.
Those two women.
Oh, my gosh. I never heard that story. That's amazing.
My life is amazing. I am just filled with amazement. I mean, but I thought to myself, you know, what are the odds of that? I mean, it's just...
That is unbelievable. Did you tell them? Did you speak to them?
Then we spoke because they recognize...
Oh, you have to,
look,
yeah.
You can't... And people don't always recognize me, but they can't miss my husband. He's 2 meters tall. He's 6'6". So people always remember him. So as soon as we walked in, they recognized probably him before they noticed me. And then we
That's
had a nice
so
chat and I wasn't ever supposed to tell the story because one of the two women had told her mother she was doing something else. I don't remember what. Her mother had no idea she was going to Dublin for New Year's Eve. So, nobody retell that story. But I said, you know, well, God wants me to know you. You know, clearly we're supposed to know each other.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And you know, Niall Fitzgerald, who was the chairman of the Unilever Corporation and has since retired and is now over at Dublin City College at the Murfitt School of Business, working on a project to make the Murfitt School of Business one of the top 3 or 5 business schools in the world.
Of course, yeah.
We met him and his first 3 children and first wife, Monica, in New York City in 1978. And we got to be great friends just over the summer because he had just gotten the job with Unilever. And we bumped into them in a restaurant in New York, and our children were about the same age as his children. And we said, well, we're going to the circus. Do you want to come with us? They didn't know about the circus. And they said, oh, yeah, good news. So they came with us. This is when the Big Apple Circus was in a tent on a corner of 8th Avenue and, I don't know, 30-something street in New York City. They've grown since then, I guess. But so they don't do it in a tent for decades. And they spent the day with us, and then they over the summer that they were visiting from England, they spent a bunch of time with us, and we kept in touch. A few years later, they were only 2 children then. Their youngest, Aaron, was born in Africa when they were on assignment in South Africa for Unilever. And we were now in Bangkok, and we went to dinner at the Oriental Hotel in Bangkok, which is a kind of an attraction. We have to take a little boat to get out to the restaurant. And we were sitting down at our table when a woman came over the table, leaned over the table and said, hello, Stephanie. And it was them again, Niall Fitzgerald. Niall Fitzgerald. So he's now back in Ireland because he's an Irish lad and working on a very special project with the Murphys Business School, a Smurfit Business School. And I'm hoping to get him on the air, too. And maybe I can get him to meet us at the Beacon when we come over to visit. Because I'd love you to know him, too. He's somebody you should know. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody else, stay with me. Going to Ireland, think the Beacon Hotel. Don't leave me. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.